And I don't know if you had to get gas over the last day or two, but first of all, gas prices shooting up faster than a Biden vote count at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I went yesterday because, you know, my wife travels and she has to go back and forth from work. And she was she doesn't like to get below a half a tank. And she was below a half a tank. So I went to the local gas station, and they had yellow bags all over their handles because they were out of gas. They had ethanol. So I went across the street, and they only had premium gas. And people were lined up everywhere, honking at each other, getting out their gas cans. So we asked Joe Parsley, the owner of the Frederick Shell, Frederick's Finest All-Cloth Car Wash as well, to join us to talk about this a little bit. And Joe, first question. Is that did social media create a gas shortage panic?
I would agree with that, Bob. Similar to issues with winter storms where everyone fills up and everyone buys all the bread and everyone buys all the toilet paper. I think they've created a bit of its own little panic on its own. It is a serious issue, though, especially the further south you go. You're having some supply issues. The pipeline comes up in and somewhere up around Delaware. So we're lucky from the standpoint that the Baltimore-Washington area can be served by both Baltimore and Fairfax. Fairfax has had supply issues, the Fairfax terminal, which feeds a lot of the D.C. area, the southern area. Baltimore has the is also fed by barge, which allows for, you know, product to be shipped in. So they're not totally relying on the Colonial Pipeline. So that's kind of what's happening. And now this Baltimore terminal and terminals further north are having to supply areas further south, which is creating its own problem because now you have drivers that have mile or hour limitations on how many hours they can drive or having to drive north, waiting huge lines at the terminal because the demand is so high. So now, you know, we're having problems with drivers not being able to drive. So lots of problems are happening with it. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. I don't think it's going to last a long, long time. You're liable to see some spot outages. I have heard of some local stations being out. We had basically double our sales yesterday. People coming in, you know, with cans and different things like that, not necessary. This is going to be short term. You're liable to see some spot outages. If you can keep your car relatively full, great. But I wouldn't get all concerned about it unless you were traveling south. I would be a little bit more concerned if you were traveling south.
Joe Parsley. Or if you're traveling south up the north, I mean, this is prime time snowbird leaving season.
That's correct. You're allowed to have an issue there. So I did hear that they were able to get some product through the pipeline yesterday. Also, traveling through that pipeline is aviation fuel. So they're trying to make sure they get aviation fuel up the pipeline to, you know, handle the plane traffic. So I'm under the understanding that things are getting better and that we are beginning to see light at the end of the tunnel here. So I don't think we're going to have a massive problem up here in our area. I think we'll have some spot outages, and I think that's all it's going to be. I know my bonus location's on the phone. I just got a gas load in this morning. We're due for one today. I hope we get it. If not, I mean, we've run out of fuel before. And the other piece about this is pricing. And so far, there has not been a huge increase in pricing, a couple cents. We got yesterday, and, you know, I don't see, at least at this point in time, I'm not hearing anything about any big price increases, again, because this thing is going to be short-lived. This thing will be fixed.
Joe Parsley joining us, the owner of Frederick Shell here in the city of Frederick. Right now it is 626 on WFMD. Joe, you referred to the price. The national average for retail gasoline was $2.98.5. Tuesday, that's a 7-year high. The last time the average price of gas was above $2.99 was back on November 2014. So the price, I'm sure, around the city between $2.95 and $2.99. How high do you expect the prices to get before the quote-unquote pain at the pump stops?
With just the increases that are happening now, just in general, I got no idea for you, Ryan. I wish I had some clue as to how that all worked, but that's beyond my expertise. You have people buying and selling gasoline all day long, and some of them are making a lot of money doing it, and others are losing a lot of money doing it. So I'm not sure. As the economy picks up and as demand increases, I think you'll see some increases, but it's been pretty dramatic here, just in the last 4 months, 5 months, and we can all see it and feel it.
Take a look at this. We also know that President Biden came in and shut down pipelines because of environmental reasons, he says. So how fragile is the gas supply? I mean, I guess we hear this this big hack into this pipeline. Next thing you know, we're talking about you running out of gas and gas shortages and the problems that we have. So how fragile is the supply, or is this just a computer thing?
I think this is just a computer glitch and the delivery of product that is available. I don't think it's a countrywide supply issue at all. And they do have some tools up their sleeves too to help handle some of this. One of them is our area has what they call RFG gasoline, which is reformulated summer gasoline. And I did hear, I'm not 100% sure, but I did hear that they relaxed the restrictions on the RFG gasoline, and we could also now use conventional gasoline, which are liable to be some supplies in some outlying areas that can be brought in to help, the metro area. So, I don't think it is not a countrywide supply issue. It is a pipeline issue that's servicing a particular part of the country. And once that is corrected, I think things will get back to normal. It is going to take a little while for product to be moved back through that pipeline, though. So it's not going to be instantaneous once they say they get it turned on.
Yeah, Joe, give us a sense of the movement of the product through the pipeline. How long before we can start seeing some alleviating of the supply? Because what we know is Florida, Virginia, Georgia, and North Carolina have declared state of emergencies over gas shortages. So once that pipeline gets turned on, what's the timeline for things to get back to normal?
Not being an expert on that, what I've heard is it's anywhere from like 6-7 days to like a week and a half for the product to move through. So I think that's the window we're looking at for how long this pain is going to last.
What percentage of a supply in the city of Frederick and in our listening area is affected by the Colonial Pipeline? Do you know, Joe?
I would say most of it is affected by it to some degree. The one saving grace we have is that, a lot of the product that comes in the product can be delivered by barge in the Baltimore, and it's not totally reliant on the pipeline. So that's a saving grace for our area. And again, like I said, the trucks are coming to Baltimore to get the product to bring down south. So that's what's kind of creating our issue too.
Hey, Joe.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, guys. Bob, really great talking with you.
Hey, Joe, nice meeting you. Take care. God bless. And we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Okay.